Hi, Morgan.
Hi.
How are you? Doing good?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, considering it's the Monday after the long holiday, so
yeah,
I'm good, you know.
Definitely.
And thank you for asking. I appreciate that. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I know you've been talking here with Lulu, and well, Lulu does such an amazing job, you know, explaining the outline of the program. However, she did want me to go over the pricing and details with you. Should there be anyone else on the call with us, or do you handle all the marketing for the business currently?
Yeah, I handle all the marketing.
Oh, wow. Okay. So
yeah, I do have two other business partners, but we like to split our workloads.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they leave you in charge of that part. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'm assuming you would still have to consult with them, or do they trust your judgment?
They trust my judgment. What kind of figures are we speaking about here?
Yeah, and that's what I want to go over with you. So just a couple of things I did want to confirm. I actually did just a quick search for the company by name. When I did that, there did appear to be a Google Business profile. However, I'm not sure if this one's yours, because it does have a different phone number, 928-910-6931.
That's kind of been my problem. I've been trying to get a hold of somebody to get my profile situated because I had an original different company called Beyond Carpentry, and
mm-hmm.
we unfortunately had to absolve one of our partners who was dealing with some troublesome issues, and
mm-hmm.
we changed business name, and that profile is actually, I can't access it.
Okay.
And I can't make any changes because it wants me to verify an address that's no longer my address.
Okay. Who originally created that profile? Do you remember?
My partner, Vanessa.
Okay.
But she also, it's just the email address that we just don't have access to anymore. It was like a Google business email, and we canceled it and didn't really think about the business profile.
Okay. Let me ask my manager a question because, let me just see. Because if we could find a way to use that same profile, just update the phone number, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask him really quick, and then we'll kind of go over some other things. Because honestly, you have that profile. If we can get you the access to it, right? So let me ask you this.
Right.
Morgan, are you guys licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay. And you have those documents, right?
Of course.
Okay, the reason that I'm asking, and not to insinuate, but I know that we're going to ask, because Google more than likely is going to ask, okay, well, we need to see that they're the legitimate business owners, right, to give them that access.
Yeah.
So we're going to require those.
Okay.
If a company, let me just ask, has a Google business profile that they don't have access to because the email no longer exists, can we claim it for them to get them access? Okay.
And if the address is different, it was like a combination of things.
And phone number. Our
phone number is
different.
Still my partner's phone number, so.
Oh, okay.
But I would update it because we
is different.
We changed. She's on the field more, and I'm in the marketing office more.
Okay, and I'm telling him they have license and insurance. He said we can, but it might take a few weeks. But we can.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So that's good to know, right?
Right.
Okay, that's what I wanted to make sure, because I didn't want to tell you, yeah, we can, because I know we have for others, but I just wanted to confirm it, because sometimes things change, and I would hate to tell you yes, and then we couldn't, right? So what
right.
he says is, once we claim, okay, that Google Business Profile on your behalf, we can change, and the license and insurance is great, because we'll need that. So we can change
okay.
it. I'm going to say, and okay. we can change the email too, and... We can change the email too. Okay. That's good. That's why I specifically asked you about the license and insurance, because I know if you don't have that, it's going to make it harder, because Google's going to say, okay, well, what's the registration? Because we got to make sure that this is the actual owner, you know? And
right.
the reason why things are being done like this, Morgan, is because Google is basically separating the cream from the fat, right? They
right.
are getting rid of the companies that are not legitimate companies that are taking away business from companies like yourself that are. So Google's almost
yeah.
100% digital now. He said, yes, we could change the email too.
Okay.
Perfect. So you just know that it's going to take a few weeks, right? It'll take a couple weeks, like he said. It's not going to happen overnight, but we can definitely do it. Okay.
Okay. Can we update the phone number in the meantime? Just
oh,
that
yeah.
way if I do
yeah, you'll be able to.
The...
I know right this minute we wouldn't be able to, because we're going to be going through the claiming process. So in order for us to make those
oh.
editing changes, let me ask him, are we able to change the phone number prior to us claiming profile, or is that after? Now, that phone number is still existent for you guys now, right? I mean, as of right now.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, my partner, she's just really bad at answering her phone.
Oh.
That's
yeah,
why we
pick up the phone
number.
Okay,
I
no
know,
worries.
Bad.
I just want to clarify, like, if we're not able to change it right this minute, I mean, the calls are still going to go to him, right? But let me just clarify that with him. He's actually reading it right now. I could tell when he's reading or writing. Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to go over some of the notes just to kind of give you the price point, what we're looking at. 3 years in business. Now, the azrbuilding.com, I try to go into that website, but it's telling me it's a Squarespace that's being updated. Are you guys working on that right now?
My partner might be working on it. I'll ask her to
okay.
submit her.
Okay. No worries. I just wanted to make sure, because I went to click. Oh, there it is now. Okay. It opened up. Never mind.
Oh, nice.
Earlier it
yeah,
didn't,
she,
but now I went in.
On it this
okay, perfect. And I see the Facebook page. Good job on that, too. What
perfect.
Kind of marketing are you guys doing now? Are you doing Facebook ads? Are you doing any type of marketing at all?
I do Facebook ads. I think I did a Google ad also.
How'd you like them?
I haven't had any return on the Google ads or anything. And then Facebook, I don't get any jobs on either. I feel like that's just like a portfolio almost.
Okay. Now, when you ran the Google ads, what did you allocate? Do you remember?
I think $10 or $12 a day.
Okay. So that's roughly about, yeah, that's about $300 or so, right?
Yeah.
And you didn't get much of a return on that. What about the Facebook ads, Morgan? How did that work?
No return on that either, but most of my clients
mm-hmm.
or the customers that I get, I've had more luck with, word of mouth.
Mm.
Mostly. My business, that's like about the only, marketing that's ever worked for me, honestly. But the being top on Google, maybe that's the ticket. I don't know.
Okay. Now, Facebook ads, what were you investing then, if you don't mind me asking?
Also not much. Maybe, I think it was like $5 to $10 a day.
Okay. And I did see an Angie's List.
Yeah. Which I
how's
don't
that
know
coming
that
along?
Seems like aww. A lot of, seems like a lot of, unsure people or kind of
tire kickers?
Just not quite. Yeah, just not quite the clients that I would be shooting for.
What type of clients do you want?
I'm looking for, like, I currently offer, like, specialized
structural trades, like I do excavation, masonry, and framing, right. But I'm really trying to push, I have a KB1 contracting license, so I'm trying to push to do general contracting.
Okay. And I mean, beautiful work.
Thank you.
I'm looking at a lot of these pictures on the Facebook page. I love how you guys use the, do you use a drone?
I do. Yeah.
I was going to say, I knew it. It looks good, though. I mean, when you're using the drone, it's so cool.
It's the only way a foundation looks pretty. I'll tell you that.
You know what? You are exactly right. Now, do you prefer phone calls? Do you prefer leads? What's your preference?
I'm okay with either. Phone calls are probably more serious inquiries, I would say, as far as my experience.
Yeah, most definitely. Now, when we're talking, you guys are out of Prescott now, right? That's where you're based out of?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you using a P.O. box now for the business, or is that just because of Angie's?
No, I use a P.O. box for the business, just that way all of our partners have access and, you know, we don't have, like, an office space.
Okay. Okay. The reason that I'm asking is because of the fact that if we're going to update the address, here's the thing, right? You don't need to have an address on Google to show because you guys are what's considered a home office. You're not a brick and mortar. Like, you go to them. They don't come to you to buy materials or to pick out products, right?
Right.
So Google won't verify you, though, at a P.O. box, just so that you know. So if we're updating that address, we cannot use a P.O. box. Of course, the address is going to be hidden either way. Okay. Just wanted to make sure, hon, that you were aware. Okay.
Yeah.
There's a couple options that we could go with, and it really depends on how aggressive you want to be. But if you wanted our package with, let's say, the Google Ads, okay, what we do is we set our program where it's a fixed flat rate. It's a month-to-month program. There's no contracts. We don't charge you per call, per job, or per click. Okay? Now,
okay.
The package with the Google Ads, I'm going to offer it to you at the new in business rate, giving you about a little over 50% savings. Okay? That rate would be $499 a month. It would come with just a one-time $99 setup fee. Your initial investment, you're looking at $598 to start it, $499 every month after that with no contracts, no click fees at all. What we're going to do is we're going to take $300 of that. We're going to allocate it to your Google Ads that we manage. So we incur the cost per click. This is why you're paying a flat rate, okay? But we manage those ads where if you wanted to target by city, by county, by mile radius, by zip code, we can be very targeted. And you get up to, I believe it's 50 keywords or search terms with the Google Ads. Now, with the Google Local Map, it's 14. Okay? Right. So this package in particular would give you two spotlight positions on Google. Google Ads, Google Local Map, Bing Local. Our directory submission is Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. So since you already have a Facebook page, we're not going to create you a new one, right?
Right.
We make sure that also that your website would be attached to your Google Business profile and wherever we're promoting your company. And then we also cover the mobile platform. So anyone who's using a search while using their iPhone, Android, or tablet will still find you on that first page of Google. Okay? So this is our Premier Platinum package.
The price with the top spot under the map of Google and Google Ads?
You would be in Google Ads and Google Local Map. So we don't have a way, just so you know, like we could never tell you, oh, you're going to be number one or number five or number six. As you know, Morgan, Google's algorithm changes, so it's going to depend on what keyword they're using, okay, or where they're performing the search from. Does that kind of make sense?
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
We are always, like, we're basically managing that account to make sure that you're always coming up in the search results. Now, you're also going to have a customized tracking and reporting system, right? So you're not just taking our word for it, hey, it's working, because you're going to be able to log in and see your impressions, how many times you came up in the search results, how many times they clicked on your Google ad, where they performed the location of the search, how many phone calls you're receiving. So you can track all of that. Okay? Now,
okay.
This is one option for you. How do you feel about this price point and what's included?
That's not bad.
It's not, right? I mean, considering, I know our original cost, you'd probably have a heart attack. But I will tell you this. I mean, our original cost is $1,098 a month. Okay. However, because you're a new business, this is what I'm saying. You're getting a 50%, a little bit more than 50% savings. But with this, even though it's a new in business rate, you're grandfathered into it. So that price isn't going to ever change on you. Now let's say 6 months down the road, you're like generating more revenue and you're like, you know what? I want to beef up more. I want to allocate more money to my Google ads. You could do that at any time. Like to give you an example, let's say you're paying the $4.99 a month. You already know 300 is going to your Google ads, but now you want 500 to be going to Google ads. Well, you're going to pay the $200 difference. So instead of you paying the $4.99 a month, you'd be paying $6.99 a month with $500 going to your Google ads. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you could always change it at any time to add additional money to your budget for the Google ads. And you can do that whenever, or you keep it the way it is, right? So I don't want you to feel like that's all you're stuck with and you can't change, okay? Now, if you want also a package that would include both the Google ads and the Facebook ads, okay, we do have a package that offers that. So
no, I wouldn't be interested in the Facebook ads.
Not in the Facebook.
I don't know. Yeah.
You know, Facebook ads, I will say this, they're a good conversion rate, but honestly, I think, especially in your industry, it's more about the Google. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know how many of your clients would really be, you know, going to their Facebook pages and then, you know, see your ad and be like, oh, yeah, let me call.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, are you familiar, Morgan, have you ever seen Google Guaranteed at the very tippy top of the page with the green check mark?
The verified check mark?
Yes. At the very tippy top of the page, you'll see them. They have the green check mark next to it, and it says Google Guaranteed.
I think so.
Okay. Now, that's something also that is, and I'm checking for the availability in your area. So Google Guaranteed, let me give you some background on it. That is a program that Google created where you pay per lead, but the lead, it'll come to you in the form of a phone call, and you're not sharing it with anyone. It's only being sent to you. But there are certain requirements for it, okay? So they're going to require that you have at least 5 Google reviews. They might require both license and insurance. What do you guys typically consider yourselves? General contractors, more like concrete contractors?
Like I said, currently we operate as, subcontractors, concrete, framing, and excavation, but I would be probably using it to push for general contracting.
General contracting. Okay. So let me... I'm going to look up what they're going to ask you for just so that you know, and I'll give you the breakdown on that too. So, for that program, it looks like they're going to require the background check.
That's fine.
And it looks like the certificate of liability insurance, whatever your state requires. And what's the license that you guys carry? Is it the B3 general remodeling or the B3 general,
No, we carry a KB1.
A KB1, that's what
Google
I thought you said.
Google Residential and Commercial License.
Okay, let me see. Yep, so there's a KB2, which is a dual residential, and you guys carry the KB1.
That's one step below, yeah.
Oh, so the KB2 is the one below it.
Yeah.
Okay. It might be the KB1 that they'll accept as well. I mean, if the KB2 and then... I'm just double checking, but with this program, okay, background checks would be done on whoever is like, I would say face to face, making, you know,
that would be
estimates. Okay. Now, one thing I'm going to tell you is Google is just looking for felonies. They're not looking at misdemeanors. They're not looking at DUIs. And I don't say that to insinuate everything, but I'm assuming all of you guys are clean, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I only say that because there is a one-time $250 application fee, and if anything came back on either one of you guys, they're going to not refund that money back. They'll disqualify you. So just an FYI, okay? Now, for the general contractor, let me tell you what falls under that category, okay? So you pay the $250 application fee. We send you the application. You fill it out. You guys upload your documents. We push it through to Google to get it approved, okay? The approval process, that can take 4 to 8 weeks. That's the timeline that we always get. Sometimes I've seen it happen in 4 weeks, okay? Just depends. Now, under that category, there's accessory buildings, bathroom, kitchen remodel, deck and patios, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete, commercial projects, home addition, home building, home remodel and renovation, interior finishing, roofing, kitchen cabinets, kitchen backsplash, kitchen island, bathroom tiles, bathroom cabinets, okay? Now, the reason that I mention those is, let's say someone calls you for bathroom tiles, but you guys told us we don't do bathroom tiles. That's not going to be listed in your services. If someone called you for that, instead of you guys being charged for it, you're going to be, they're going to actually credit that lead back to you because it's considered an unqualified lead.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So the way that it would all work, once you get approved, we would actually call you first to let you know that you've been approved and then to see when you guys would want the leads turned on. So I'm going to kind of give you a breakdown on what the lead costs would be so that way you kind of, you know, have an idea, okay? So let me just plug this in here. So now the lead cost, we're going to always start you off with a minimum monthly budget only because we want you to get a feel of the program first before you guys start investing money to take on more leads, okay? So the minimum monthly budget for this program, the Google Guaranteed program, would be $765, and that's going to give you up to 13 leads in a month. Basically, Morgan, your leads are going to cost you $58.67. But here is the kicker on it. Let's just say someone called you to, I don't know, remove a tree, but it's not part of the services that you guys are offering, and you don't accept that job. Unqualified lead, they're going to credit it back. Now, if someone called you outside of your service area, okay, and you did not accept that lead, unqualified, they're going to credit it back. If they called you to see if you're hiring or to solicitate you, those are considered unqualified leads. They will credit it back. A qualified lead is if you discuss pricing over the phone, so you gave an estimate, or a qualified lead is if you set an appointment to give an estimate. That is considered a qualified lead. How does Google know this?
If they call me and they are like, if they call me and they're like, oh, I want this done, and I'm like, okay, let's meet, and they say, well, actually, I'm going to have other people look at it, that would also be like unqualified?
Well, unless if you said, so like what I would say is this, right? Chances are, you know, other people, they're going to get estimates from other people too, right? More than likely.
Right.
What I would recommend is this, if you're setting up the appointment, even though they're telling you, well, I'm getting some other estimates. If you're setting that appointment.
Not other estimates, but like, I'm just, kind of using the example of one that I just had call me the other day and they were like, this is the work I want done, but I didn't like this price this other guy gave me. And I'm like, okay, I'll come look at it. And they're like, well, no, we're going to have an architect look at it, and we might not even do anything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't even schedule an appointment.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean?
So that would be considered, like, unqualified then.
Well, if you're not scheduling the appointment or discussing pricing, that's unqualified. That's what I'm told. Okay. Now, give me 1 second. So now, let's say, right, you got one lead in the month, which I've never seen that happen. Okay. What's going to happen is what's left over in your budget, that'll roll over to the next month. So what that means is that that following month, you're not paying the $765 again, right? What you're paying is for the lead that you received the month before, $58.67. Because what we always want you to have in your budget is the $765.
Oh, okay. I see.
So you're replenishing it, right? Now, if you have, you guys are going to be out of town or you're just bombarded with work, right? You need to shut off the leads for a little bit. All you do is you call us and you say, shut off the leads, and we shut them off. We do not turn those leads back on until you call us to turn them back on. Okay.
Oh, okay.
But if when you shut them off, you had already received. Yeah. No. If they're off until you call us to turn them back on. Now, if you shut them off and let's say you had only received two leads, you shut them off, right? And you call a month later and you say, okay, turn them back on. It's going to pick up where it left off.
Okay.
So it continues eating the budget before you have to replenish it. Okay. Now, the reason that they call it Google Guaranteed is because Google is also putting up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for that potential client that is selecting you. So it's almost as if Google is guaranteeing your work. And that's why they call it Google Guaranteed. So with Google Guaranteed, like the application, when you guys are filling it out, like as far as the business, everything has got to match. The address that's on the license and then insurance and the way the company name is, that's all got to match when you're filling out the application. Okay. Now, the other thing, too, with Google Guaranteed, right, Google will also notify us if you guys qualify for what they call max bidding. Okay. What max bidding is it gives you an opportunity if you wanted to pay double the cost of the lead or triple the cost of the lead to be closer to the top of it, you can do so, right? But Google would have to notify us if that's even a possibility for you. But I'm going to be quite honest. When I'm looking up just general contractors in your area for Google Guaranteed, these are the only companies that I see on there. Mammoth Builders, Frontline Consultants and Contracting, ASAP Restoration, Reimagine Roofing, Zabella, Kachina Windows and Doors. Those are the only ones under general contractor for Google Guaranteed. So you don't have a lot of competition.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? And even like with Mammoth Builders, what they have listed under their services is only exterior finishing and roofing. Frontline Consultants, what they have listed under theirs is, or I take that back, that was Frontline Consultants. Now, Mammoth Builders, they have like, you know, bathroom cabinets, accessory buildings, which is like garage ports or garages that they build, right? Home remodel, yeah. They got the roofing and all of that. I don't even see them putting, they do have foundation and concrete, okay? So, really, you guys don't have a lot of competition at all. Now, how does Google know what leads are qualified and which ones aren't, right? So, Google will, they'll assign you a special tracking number, okay? That's going to be linked to your phone, and the calls are recorded. So, Google has a system set up which they'll know which calls were qualified and which ones weren't. Okay, but let's just say one did slip through the cracks, right? You give us a number, we dispute it with Google to have it credited back to you. Even when you pick up that call, you'll hear it say incoming Google guaranteed lead before you're even connected with that prospect. That's how you're going to know if it's a call coming from that program.
Oh, okay.
And what I love about Google Guaranteed, too, is that it allows you to target wherever your insurance and your license covers. So if that's the whole – if you guys wanted to cover the whole state of Arizona, you could. I don't recommend it.
Yeah.
That's putting you guys out really far.
Yeah.
I mean, you can. If you really wanted to, you could.
Right.
Okay? And that's how that program would work. Now, I have had, like, if you guys – because you have to have at least 5 Google reviews – and so forth, you could start if you wanted with our Premier Platinum package, and you could also start the process with the Google Guaranteed. And then once you had gotten approved for Google Guaranteed, Morgan, you could turn around and say, you know what? We don't want to do the Google Ads anymore. We just want to stick with Google Guaranteed. You guys always have that option. Always.
Oh, okay.
And to be honest with you, I think it would be good for you guys. I love the Google Guaranteed program. It's an excellent program.
But you don't do just the Google Guaranteed. You would have to start with the Google Ads and the Google Guaranteed. Is that what you're
saying? Well, the thing is because, and you don't have to necessarily start with the Google Ads. Okay, so here's what we can do. If you want to save some money, okay, because I think that's kind of where we're kind of leaning towards, right? Where can we save?
I mean, just weighing options, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah. No. So listen, you don't have to do the Google Ads to do part of the Google Guaranteed. At the very minimum, I would say at least do the local only package with starting the Google Guaranteed process. Our local only package, let me tell you what it would include. Okay. It's $199 a month with a $99 setup fee. Basically, what we would be doing is getting you access to that Google Business Profile, help you get those other reviews on there. Because remember, you need at least 5, okay,
right,
before we could do the Google Guaranteed. But if we're working on it, we're able to kind of help you get those reviews as quickly as possible, okay?
Okay.
So you could do the local-only package. The local-only package is going to – we're going to be able to at least get you that access. Okay, get the Google Business Profile corrected with the right phone number and update the address, but hide it at the same time. Okay,
yeah.
You'll be on Bing Local. So you wouldn't have Google Ads. You wouldn't have any Facebook advertising, right? But we do submit you, like, to Apple Maps and Yelp, okay? We'll make sure that your website's also attached. Now, here's how it would break down, right? If you wanted to go that route, you're going to pay the $298 to get it started, and you're going to pay $250 for your application fee, right? So you would be looking at paying, I think it's $548. I'm doing the math in my head. Let me use my calculator. So let's say today you pay the $548, right? The $548 is going to get us started with your local listing and getting that access for you, claiming it, fixing it. And then you're also going through the application process with the Google Guaranteed. Okay. You're not paying for any leads yet because remember, you got to get approved first, right?
Right.
Now, you know, every eighth of the month, you're going to automatically be charged $199 because that's for the local package, okay? But the local package, remember, that is only going to get you within 5 to 10 miles from the zip code where you're verified at. That's what Google says is your local area, okay? Now, from there, it takes about 4 to 8 weeks to get approved for the Google Guaranteed, right? So once you get approved, we're going to call you and say you've been approved. Do you want the leads turned on? Now, at that point, Morgan, you could say, yes, turn on the leads. But remember, if you don't tell us cancel the local only, every eighth of the month, we're still going to charge the $199. Okay? However, you could keep both programs, or you could say, you know what, drop the local only. I only want Google Guaranteed. So to activate your leads, you're going to pay the $765 to turn the leads on. And as a lead comes in, it's going to deduct the $58.67. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So you already know the following month, depending how many leads that you got the month before, is going to determine how many leads or how much you're paying the following month.
Right.
Because you're replenishing it. Make sense?
Yeah.
So you could definitely start with the Google Guaranteed program and at the very least with the local only so that we can get that fixed, get it updated, and then get you through that process of getting approved for Google Guaranteed. And then once you get approved, you just say, hey, turn off I don't want to deal anymore with the other program. Just keep, you know, just keep my leads going. I don't want to deal with the other. You know what I'm saying? So you could do that.
Does the local only thing, is there any, like, that basically just helps get my Google listing up prior?
It's going to get it, yes. We're going to be working on getting it, yes. That's the whole point, right, is getting you on that first page of Google within the local map. So I would say this. If you want something more concrete, in my opinion, okay, the Google ads work great, right?
Right.
If you had to choose between the Google ads and the Google guaranteed, I'm going to push for the Google guaranteed, and I'm going to tell you why. Because you have more control over the leads on when you need them on and off, okay? And people are more, I'm not saying that the Google ads don't work, right? That's not what I'm saying, okay? But what I will say is this, people are more inclined to calling those who are part of the Google guaranteed program because they're going to see that you pass the background check. They're going to see that you're licensed and insured, okay? And they know that you've been approved by Google. So it's almost as if Google's co-signing your work, right? Is how I see it. So people are more inclined to calling you when you're part of that program.
As a customer, how would I, like, how would that work? So is Google guaranteed, like, say I'm just a customer and I Google search general contractor, that's when that would come up for those leads?
Yep. General contractor, or if they're looking for, let's say, they're looking for concrete or foundation work, right? Maybe they're looking for someone who does masonry. They're looking for a kitchen remodel, right? You know, there's just so many different ways.
Okay. And then it's just like being on Google guaranteed would put you higher up on that like search bar.
Let me tell you the way, when you're looking at Google, okay, the first thing that you're going to see at the very tippy top of the page is Google guaranteed. That's the first thing you're going to see. And then underneath of that is the Google local map.
Yeah.
Okay. But in between the Google guaranteed and in between the Google local map is the Google ads. Okay. Now, the reason that I was offering you the Google ads, okay, is because you're targeting a 20-mile radius, Morgan. So for us to target 20 miles, we got to run some type of ads campaign. But if it's my recommendation, I recommend you do the local only, okay, because we're gonna get that within the local map on the first page, okay? That will typically, let me tell you, it's going to typically take 30 to 45 days because, remember, we got to claim your Google Business Profile, update the phone number, okay, and because you don't have access to that. So we're going to be, you know, working with Google to get that access for you, okay? But in the meantime, okay, you're also going through the Google Guaranteed verification process. So even when that gets taken care of with the local only, okay, by then you're probably already going to then be approved for the Google guaranteed because that's going to take about 4 to 8 weeks, okay?
Yeah.
So at least then Google guaranteed you can crank it on when you're ready because we're going to call you to let you know you've been approved. Honestly, I think this is going to be the better option for you than, because here's the thing. Like I said, Google Ads works great, but I'm going to still push Google Guaranteed because it's more, I would say, they're the first ones people see. You know what I mean? It's like they're more inclined to selecting that because it'll show that you've been approved. And the Google reviews on your Google Business Profile, those are also going to appear also in your Google Guaranteed Profile. So it'll appear in both. They'll also be on there too. So honestly, I know I'm asking you to invest a little bit more money to start the process, but at the end of the day, if you think of it like this, right? And it's not even a little bit more. You're paying less. If you're to start it, it's $548, right? We're
right.
taking care of getting you on that first page of Google in the local map, claiming that business profile, you know, getting you the access to it too, right? We're going to be managing it. We're doing, you know, no campaigns, and that's fine because we're getting you started with a Google guaranteed approval, right? Getting you through that process. I'm going to tell you, once you get a taste of the Google guaranteed, you're going to love that program. You're going to love that program.
Yeah.
And I think this would honestly be the best option because Google ads are going to run on a rotation, hun. And honestly, you're going to have a better response with Google guaranteed than with the Google ads.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep it transparent with you.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Okay. Let's give it a shot.
Okay. Okay. What is the best email for you, Morgan?
We'll do DR Building Services LLC at gmail.com.
Okay. So we'll just be a little patient only because I like to notate everything like really solid. Okay,
yeah.
So I'm going to need a little bit of your time, but I'm going to try to get you through this as quickly as possible too, okay?
Okay.
So what I'm going to do right now, Morgan, you're going to be getting 3 emails from me, okay? Now, the first email that you're going to receive, they're all coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Oh, I hear the little one. Are you at home?
Yeah.
Aw, how old?
1.
Oh, my gosh. That is, I
little
love that
baby.
Age.
Yeah.
Boy or girl? Oh, girl?
Little girl.
Oh my gosh, what a blessing. I have grandkids now. All my kids all of our kids, should I say, are all older now and grown. So we got like 12 now grandkids.
Oh.
And I'm going to tell you, they're the biggest blessing. You know,
that's way better than kids being.
Our oldest granddaughter, she's turning 12. And I'm just like, it breaks my heart because I'm like, I remember when you were so little. And now it's like,
aww,
honey, what do you want for your birthday? And you know what she tells me? Well, Grandma, there's this nail shop by my house. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
There we go with the nails.
She's like, but she does the gel. You know, they're very like, no, Mia, you can't wear it. Like, she's not into makeup or anything like that. She's still very, like, kiddish in a way.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, my sister's like, well, I don't know this Arc Home or whatever it's called, these stores, and I'm like, those stores are expensive. What is this girl wanting to buy? Killing me here.
I know.
They're such a blessing. Enjoy them because they grow up fast.
So fast. It's crazy.
I know. And it's like, before you know it, they're teenagers, and then they're talking back.
Gosh. No kidding.
Oh, but that's so sweet. So I just sent you the first email. That one's for the local only. It says Google advertising, but that is for the local only package with the $199 and the $99 setup fee. Okay? Now, the second email that I'm sending you, this one is labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So this one's going to give you just the overview of the reporting system, okay? So that way you kind of have an idea of how the reports will look. Again, you're going to be able to track everything with us, and we want you to because we don't want you just taking our word for it, okay? So we will provide you a username and a login. I suggest if you're going to share that with your partners, it's only going to be 1 login, 1 password, okay?
That's okay.
So if you guys, if one of them changes it, they better let the other one know. If not, then it's going to be like, what's the password? And then we got to reset it for you guys.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
That's
you know,
conversation before, yeah.
Yeah, and let me correct it because on this one it says a Premier Platinum, the $199. So disregard that very first one I send you. Let me correct it because I don't want there to be confusion for you either. Let me go here. I should have changed it to saying the local only, so that way we actually call it the pro package, but I still call it the local only just because to me, sometimes people, you know, recognize that better.
So delete that first one.
Yeah. Delete the first one, hon. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I'll put in parentheses local only so that way you know. Okay. Now, the email that you gave me, is that the one that you're going to want to use for the business whenever we're corresponding with you or anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Isn't Lulu great? I love her. She's like one of my faves. She's, you know what? She is so genuine. Like that is one of, other than myself, she's one of the most genuine people I know. Like when she really says she wants to help somebody, she really means that. She's the type of person, she'll give her shirt off her back if you need it.
I love that. I like to surround myself with genuine people.
Oh, yeah. You know, you'd be surprised how many business owners I talk to that have been burned and have been misled, and it kills me because it's like you guys work hard for your money to expand the business, to support your families, and it's terrible when you have bad experiences. That's the hardest part of my job, the hardest part, Morgan,
yeah,
is when I hear the stories, and it's just like heartbreaking. Okay, so I've resent you the Google advertising one, okay? It should say local only as well. I'm also sending you this one that's going to say Google guaranteed. So that way it gives you the breakdown on everything that we discussed about that program. I'm putting what the minimum monthly budget is. It gives you the overview of everything that we talked about that, as well as the cost per lead as well, okay? So I'm going to send you that one. Go here, and this is going to be for the general contracting, okay? Now, I will tell you, there's also the one that's called Foundation Pros, okay? Now, with the Foundation Pros, and I kind of want to just run that by you just so you know as well, okay? Let me tell you what the Foundation Pros would actually include in that. So Foundation Pros, that one includes like basement waterproofing, slab foundation, water and moisture control, foundation install, foundation drainage, foundation raising, installation, repairs, maintenance. Is that kind of like a lot of what you guys do or no?
Yeah, we do that too.
It is. Okay. So give me a second. Because let me see, because I know that one, I'm going to be honest with you, that one can be probably more if you wanted that category, but I'm going to tell you what it includes though, just so that way you guys have the idea on that one too. Let me go here. And I'm sorry, I just want to make sure that I give you, if that's an option, like a category that you guys want, because it does include a lot. That's why I was asking you, like, do you want more of the general contractor? Because Foundation Pro is also another one, right?
Right.
If you did this Foundation Pro category, it looks, yep, it's also, yeah, and you have the KB1. Okay. So let's say you also want that, we call it a vertical, right? It's an actual category, okay? If you wanted that category to, let me just tell you, where is it at here? Of course, when I want to find it, it's like never in front of me, but it was a few minutes ago. So it's like, you got to dig. It's like, come on. Why can't I just hit F and it pulls it up for me? Okay, there we go. Okay. So Foundation Pro, you're actually looking at a minimum monthly budget. That one is $1,043 and the leads are $80. Okay. So same process. If it's an unqualified lead, they credit it back, right? Now what you can do.
Instead of the $765, it would just be raised to $1,043 or it would be the.
Yes. And you could be down for both. And you can be down for both. You would pay the higher lead cost, $1,043, right? And your leads are going to be $80. But you can be found for both categories, the general one and the Foundation Pro. Okay? Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
So it's not like you're paying the $765 and the $1,043, right? Because that would be crazy.
Right.
That would be a lot of money. So,
I know.
I
like, how is the Foundation more than the general?
Exactly. And it's because the foundation is, I don't know why the industry, I'm going to tell you, it's not just you guys. It's in every state. It always seems to be higher. I don't know why. Foundation, I can tell you who's even part of that program. Excuse me. I only see a couple of guys. Now, do you guys do a lot of kitchen and bathroom remodels or no?
No. No remodeling.
No remodeling. So when I was naming off those categories to you, did any of those other than the foundation and concrete, or was there anything else? Like, what about the decks and patios or accessory buildings?
Are you talking about under the general contracting scope?
Yes, under the general contracting.
So the only thing under general contracting scope would just be new construction for us.
New construction. So like the home addition, home building?
Right.
Okay. So those would apply to you. What about home renovations? No, right?
No. Yeah.
Roofing?
I mean, I just don't know why someone would want us to do, because I mean, I have people I could call, but then it would just be me adding a fee on top of someone else's fee.
Yeah, yeah. So if you in particular went with the general contractor, you would only be interested in just the foundations and concrete, the home addition and home building?
Correct.
Okay. Not like the accessory buildings, right? Which is like building a carport or a garage. None of that, right?
No, I would do the accessory building also. I forgot about that one.
Okay. You know, it's so funny. I know this is silly, but I had to actually look it up, accessory building, a year ago, because I'm like, wait a minute, what the heck is that? Someone was asking me, well, what is it? And I'm like, well, I know it's the building that's not really a part of the house. It's like another building, right? It's not necessarily attached. Am I correct, or it is?
It could be attached. That's why it's like, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and I was like, well, you're the general contractor. You know more than I do.
Yeah. It's not a common word used.
I guess not, right?
So
I know when I looked it up, it was like garages, parking pads, decks, stuff like that. So
yeah,
you could still do the general get approved for that one, along with the foundations and concrete. And you could say, you know what? I don't want the general contractor turned on. Just only turn on the foundation and concrete one, right? Because either way, I mean, and you can do that. I would suggest, why not get approved for both of them, right? Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that you have to turn on the general contractor one too, but if you weren't getting a whole lot of foundation and concrete and you're like, okay, well, go ahead and turn the general contractor on one too, then you know that, I mean, you're still paying the same price, but you got both categories turned on. Or,
oh, okay.
If you had enough foundation and concrete, right, and you only wanted a couple, like you wanted to focus more on the home building, you could shut off the foundation and concrete one and be paying the $765 for the general contractor because you got the lease turned off for the other one. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, again, I would suggest getting verified for both categories.
Okay.
What do you think?
It wouldn't cost more to get verified for both. It would just be once I go to turn it on.
Right. And at least because the foundations and concrete, the Foundation Pro is going to be more your actual vertical.
Jam.
At least you know, hey, I mean, it is going to be a higher lead cost and stuff. But at the end of the day, Morgan, you can have both of those categories turned on and you're still paying the $1,043, right? Because you're paying the higher rate. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So I would suggest, I mean, are you okay with that?
Yeah, we'll give it a shot. Yeah, it goes.
Okay, so let me just let them know that Foundation Pro, okay. And that one, let me just go here, because I'm going to put that in the email. So that way you know what the cost is on that. So this way you're aware. So you know that you'll be paying the higher fee, the higher lead cost, and the higher minimum monthly budget for both verticals. Unless if you didn't turn on the foundations one and you only kept the general contractor one on, then you're paying whatever that is. But if they're both on, then you're paying the higher one. Okay?
Right.
That didn't confuse.
But if I only had the foundation and not the general contracting one on, then it would still lower the lead cost again. It would work either way.
No, it's still going to be
for
the 1043. Yeah. Foundation, correct. Because the Foundation Pro one is the higher one. And that's the one that has all the concrete and foundation that I was reading off to you. But you could also benefit from the general contractor one. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, is she getting restless?
Yeah, I might have to see if maybe you could call me back. Their kids are getting antsy and hungry.
Okay, how much? When do you need me to call you back so that way you can get them fed and settled?
Is it possible to call me back tomorrow?
Like at what time tomorrow?
Like around like noon.
Around noon. Okay, I can do that if tomorrow noon works for you, because I hear them. And
or actually, I'm going to do tomorrow at 3. I'm sorry. I just forgot.
At 3 o'clock?
I have a bunch of stuff tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
So I will give you a call tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and then it shouldn't be too long. I'm going to say maybe 20 minutes tops for us to get everything situated. Okay?
Okay.
Yes. All right. I'm sorry, Morgan. I don't want to keep them waiting either, you know? Okay.
Yeah, I really appreciate your flexibility.
No worries, honey.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you then at 3. Okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Have a good evening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You too.